This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A search for an Indonesian submarine carrying 53 people on board continued today after rescuers found an oil spill near where the vessel dived and as neighboring countries pledged to help. A Navy spokesman said the 44-year-old submarine was conducting a torpedo drill in waters north of the island of Bali on Wednesday, but failed to relay the results as expected. The Indonesian military spokesperson said the search now involves five Navy ships and a helicopter, while a hydro-oceanographic survey ship, which has underwater detection capabilities, is on its way to the search area. Other rescue ships from Singapore and Malaysia are expected to arrive on Saturday. The military said Australia, the United States, Germany, France, Russia, India, and Turkey have also offered assistance in the search. More than two dozen world leaders are set to speak later today on Earth Day at the virtual global summit on climate change organized by U.S. President Joe Biden. Among those planning to give their views are United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Vladimir Putin of Russia, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The climate summit is part of Biden's effort to restore U.S. leadership after the dismissive attitude toward the issue of his predecessor Donald Trump. Former President withdrew from the 2015 Paris Agreement, which was set a cap on global emissions. Biden rejoined the agreement immediately after taking office. This is VOA News. Speaking of President Biden, he announced new steps to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, including tax credits for employers who give workers paid time off to get their shot. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and the president is celebrating reaching his latest goal of 200 million shots administered in his first 100 days. Demand for shots is now a bigger issue than supply, as fewer people seek shots in several parts of the United States. Nearly half of the state of Iowa's counties are not accepting new doses because there's not enough demand. An inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found problems at a factory manufacturing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA found the factory in Baltimore, Maryland was dirty, did not follow proper manufacturing procedures, and had poorly trained staff. The FDA released a statement in a 13-page report detailing the findings from its recent inspection of the now-idle Emergent Bioscience factory. Both Emergent and Johnson & Johnson say they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. That vaccine is on hold right now due to very rare blood clots. U.S. officials say President Biden is preparing to recognize the World War I era mass killings of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire as genocide. The officials, who spoke to media outlets on the condition of anonymity in order to discuss the sensitive topic, said the move could come Saturday, an annual day of commemoration for the victims. During his campaign for president last year, Biden said he would support a resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide and will make universal human rights a top priority. Turkey denies a genocide or any deliberate plan to wipe out Armenians. They say many of the victims who are casualties of the war are murdered by the Russians. Authorities in southwest Pakistan said Wednesday a powerful bomb ripped through a parking area of a five-star hotel, killing at least five people, wounding a dozen others. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group, through its social media outlets, claimed responsibility for the late-night suicide bombing in the capital area of Balochistan province. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.